Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah goes through the problems that could come up with a shofar that make it puzzle. Shofar shenistak, if the shofar was split along the length into two separate pieces, vidibko, and then you glued it back together, puzzle. That is a puzzle shofar. Even though the pieces now are glued back together and it looks like one big shofar, it's still considered two shofros, and it is puzzle. Dibek shivrei shofros puzzle. If you glued broken pieces of the shofar together to give it, to make it look like a regular shofar again, also puzzle, because it's considered more than one shofar. Nikav, if a shofar has a hole in it, and the size of a hole is less than half of the shofar, ustamo, and then you sealed the hole with a piece of shofar, so imma akivisitki a puzzle. If the repaired hole makes the sound of the repaired shofar different from the sound of the shofar before it was ever broken, then it's puzzle. But if the repaired shofar sounds just like it did initially, then kosher. Then it's going to be perfectly fine. Then it's going to be kosher. So in order for a punctured shofar to be kosher, the hole needs to be smaller than the part of the shofar that's intact. The hole needs to be plugged up with only shofar material, and the repaired hole has to produce a sound that's the same as the shofar used to produce before it ever had a problem in the first place. Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah is going to discuss circumstances where even kosher shofar blasts are puzzle for the mitzvah. Hatokeh l'toch habar. If a person blows a shofar perfectly well, but into a pit in the ground, o l'toch hados, or into a water cistern of some sort, o l'toch hapitas, or into a large barrel made of cheres, so the sound of the shofar is going to make an echo in those cases. So im kol shofar shama yotze, if a person is able to hear the initial sound of the shofar, he's yotze, because it's a perfectly fine shofar blast. But vim kol havara shama lo yotze, but if all you're able to hear is the kol havara, you only hear the sound of the echo, then the person is not going to be yotze. So the Mishnah gives other cases where a person who hears a valid shofar blast is not going to fulfill the mitzvah. V'chein mishay over achori beis haknesses, if someone is walking behind to shul, or just happens to live near a shul, v'shama kol shofar kol megillah, and he overhears the shofar being blown on Rosh Hashanah, or the megillah being read on Purim. So he was outside the shul, so maybe he didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. So im kiven libo yotze. So if you have kavana for the mitzvah, good. So then you have kavana, you're yotze. But vim lav lo yotze. But if you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So two people could be walking together with each other and hear the same thing, and one of them will be yotze, and the other one won't be yotze. Afalpi shezeh shama v'zeh shama, even though they both heard it, zeh kivin libo v'zeh lo kivin libo. One guy had kavana, and therefore he was yotze the mitzvah. The other one didn't have kavana, and therefore he was not yotze the mitzvah. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Vav, we said if you have a shofar that was cracked into two pieces, and you reattach it, it's puzzle. Or if you attach a whole bunch of pieces to glue back together a shofar, it's puzzle. But if you have a shofar that develops a hole. If the hole is fairly small and you fill it up with shofar material and it produces a sound that is similar to that is the same as the sound that it used to produce before it broke, then it would be kosher. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you blow a shofar into a place that creates an echo, so if you hear the initial sound, it's fine, you don't say the mitzvah. But if you only hear the echo, you're not, you don't say the mitzvah. If you're not in the shul, but you overhear a shofar sound, so if you have kavana, yotze. This is the principle of mitzvah strichos, kavana. But if you didn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, then you're not going to be yotze. So you could have two people walking together that both hear the same thing, and the one that had kavana is yotze. The one that didn't have kavana is not going to be yotze. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, and Paragdalid, Mishnah Aleph.